I will call the November 5th Common Council meeting order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item is citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any item, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and tell us what you want. Right there.
I didn't mean to jump up and look so excited, but it kind of took me by surprise.
A little energy's good. It's on.
It's on.
You're not using it properly. You got to get up to the mic. Leroy, he's a citizen. Let him alone.
Citizen Tom Klusman, 4606 West Woodward. I'm here to speak to item 18. I usually am defending things that go on here. I appreciate all of the work that you all do with our taxes. When I talk to other people that and they find out where I live, they say, "Oh, you guys got high taxes there in Franklin." And I point out that really we don't as a city, and the city's run very well. It's the school district that seems to raise us up. But that said, item 18, the garbage collection issue, I feel strongly enough about it, so I thought I should speak to it. I, and I'm sure many other residents like me, don't have any problem with the garbage collection. Looking at the proposal and the information here, if I had known about last night, I would have come to last night also, but just going by the documents here, it says that that Johns has reported to you that they have a problem with these overfilled carts and whatnot, and their proposal to you is to the proposal that's being leaned toward is the most expensive one, which is about a 40% increase from this year's fee. And to that I would say, well, first you have to be a little leery when the person with the solution is the person that's going to be getting the majority of the pay from the solution. But the city of Milwaukee has had a similar problem, and I guess when you look to the city of Milwaukee for solutions, you got a pretty bad situation because they're usually not the one that has the solutions and answers. They have extra carts. People that need additional collection pay extra for extra carts. People that don't. So the problem here, as it's reported, is that they're coming, that the garbage is like overflowing or in the cart in violation of its weight and dimensions. Well, then you just don't take it and you tag it. That's what the other cities do. You tag it and you don't take it, and then the people know, and then they have to come into compliance. And as I understand it, our trash collection, there's no limit to the amount of garbage cans you can have. They just have to fit the right dimensions so the guy can lift it and put it into the cart. So anyone that's not complying with that, any resident not complying with that, that problem's with them. They need to get more garbage cans. Same thing with recycling. So to turn the chapter to recycling, if once every other week is not enough and someone's generating more recycling than that, then maybe the contractor could charge for an extra cart, and then they'll use their cart, and that person could have two carts. I've experienced that myself. When I had a young family, we had more garbage, and now that the kids all grew and moved out, we don't. So we don't need that. So I'm sure many people that don't follow the minutes closely, when they find out about this, they'll be more upset, like me, that don't need all this extra stuff to pay for, would feel, and there'll probably be more people here to speak to it. But that's my feeling on that issue. And I guess particularly I say this fee is segregated out as a user fee, not a tax. So then it should be a user fee and not a tax. A tax is something that's applied evenly throughout everyone, and it's depending, you know, whether you use the police or not, we're all paying for that. This user fee should be charged as a user fee, user's fee. So I think we're losing sight of that. We segregate these things out because it's convenient or whatnot, but we lose the principle of that. So any questions? You don't ask questions, or I just give comments?
I say thank you very much.
Good. Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate your comment. And we encourage you to come more often. And actually, I wish you were here last night, but anyway.
Yeah,
thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak?
Roy Lewandowski, 8030 West Swinson Way. I just want to remind you once more that we are having a problem with the senior meal program going on in this facility. The poor handicapped people that walk with canes and walkers have to walk from their parked car away from the parking lot. The employees here get the choice to park in the back over here. The handicapped don't get a choice. They got to walk for a distance. These people that are doing the construction work, they are moving these cherry pickers or whatever you want, bucket things back and forth, getting stuck in the mud. It's just a horrible situation. I talked to Mark over here, and I talked to the county. I want the two of them to get together to keep the seniors so they don't get hurt. It's ridiculous to have this kind of situation going. They got every entrance being occupied by something going on. In fact, when I walked out of the meal program, I parked there at about 10 o'clock. That entrance was not busy. So when I get out there, there's two ladders sitting there. And then besides all this activity, he had the mud people come in and work on the concrete. Everything's going on at the same time. This is ridiculous. No planning, nothing. I can't imagine how we should be operating it. We got six adult people, and they just sit there and laugh like that guy. And it's a shame that that guy does that all the time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Jeremy?
Good evening. Jesse Hintz, 8527 West Willow Point Parkway. I'm also the current union police president for the Franklin Police Department. I'd like to address item G15, the employee-related benefits for health insurance. I understand, and I think we all understand in this day and age, health insurance is a grand concern. It's also a great expense to the community. I think Mr. Liberta and the city has worked diligently with the interest of the taxpayer and of the employees to come up with some reasonable, good solutions to some of the issues at hand. Of course, I remember the days when health insurance was a lavish, grand benefit, and I understand that it can't be the case anymore. However, I would say that I do appreciate that there is options that the city has extended to the employees. I would also encourage that the Common Council hear the recommendations of the HSA contributions that are going to be presented this evening. And I think that's a good way, at least a reasonable way, of taking care of us employees and also a way to save costs for the city. I would encourage you to think about that in the future, that a nice HSA generous contribution is a valid way for in times when health insurance is a difficult bridge to cross, that it is a way of, in my opinion, helping us employees maintain coverage and also offset those costs if we have a detrimental thing happen to each of us. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Jesse. Anybody else? Anybody else? Seeing no one rise, I'll close the public comment period, and we move on to item C, approval of the regular meeting minutes of the Common Council meeting of October 15th. Any additions or corrections?
Second.
I remind you to push your buttons when you want to talk and turn them off when you don't, Mark. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item G1, a consent agenda. Any issue? Any?
Second.
So nobody wants separate action. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G2 is a concept review for a proposed challenge tower at Ballpark Commons. Who's going to do that? Mr. Schmidt.
Yes.
Sure. And I think we need to do we need to push the button, Mark?
Like this, facing this way.
On the mics? On the mics? Mark, on the microphones? Are they on?
All right.
All right. Thank you for your time. I'm Rick Schmitz. This is my brother Mike Schmitz. Together we lease and operate the ski hill at Ballpark Commons, at the Rock Sports Complex, the Rock Snow Park. And what we're looking to do is add some summer business to the ski hill side of things. And we're looking at installing this challenge tower. And we met with Joel, and he suggested we talk to you guys as a concept review to see if you guys had any concerns about what we're looking to build. So a challenge tower and a high ropes course is a really fast-growing industry and recreation activity for families. It involves basically climbing on this fully harnessed using a smart belay system. And the smart belay system is a system where once you click into the tower on the bottom, you have a belay that has two ends on it, and it's literally impossible to unclick from the tower, so you're constantly clipped in and harnessed. So the goal is to complete all of these obstacles, and if you would fall, you're harnessed in, you'd maybe drop a foot or two, and that's it, and then you can get back up. If you can't, there's course workers on the course that can rescue you and bring you to safety. This is a crystal term tower. It's engineered and built in Germany. This is the actual tower that we are looking to purchase. It is currently located in central Indiana. It was built in 2016 in the middle of a farm field, which is the primary reason that it did not succeed. We feel it would be a very successful business at the location, at the Rock. We hired a consultant to do that specializes in this type of thing, to do a feasibility study on the location. It came back very positive. He said it's an outstanding location for it, and that it makes a lot of sense for us. So that's a really quick high-level overview. I guess we'd like to open it up and see what questions or concerns you guys might have.
So how tall is this?
This is
about 50 feet tall.
And what's the elevation between the location and the ground level at the umbrella bar? Do you know?
So the base of it would be at the umbrella bar level.
Right.
So this would be 50 feet taller than the umbrella bar.
Correct. Correct.
Alderman Barber?
How far away is it from the umbrella bar?
We haven't surveyed off the exact location, but it would be... there is a map we have in there. If you look at on page 5, I don't know if you guys have a full copy of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be relatively close. I don't have the exact distance of what that would be. It looks like probably about 100 feet. Yeah, there is a small scale down in the corner. It doesn't come through clearly, but it looks like that's about what it is. And that's just a rough area. Again, we're at, you know, if you guys don't have major concerns, that's when we would start to survey, do soil tests, and get engineers involved.
So this is permanent?
This would be permanent, yes. This does not come down.
Alderman. Let's do Alderman Mayer. Alderman Mayer, there you go.
Thank you. Who regulates safety in something like this?
So it is regulated by the Association for Challenge Course Technology, the ACCT, which is American National Standards Institute. So it is an ANSI-regulated organization. And that is, the organization is made up of challenge course operators and builders and I'm not sure exactly who else, but so it is an ANSI organization that oversees it.
And how often is it inspected?
It's inspected daily by our staff. It's inspected annually by a third-party inspector that comes out and checks everything on it thoroughly.
Okay, thank you.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. So if anybody's been paying attention to the way I guess I feel about the Rock Sports Complex and Ballpark Commons going all the way back to 2012, I think it's going to be hard-pressed for people to find something that I don't like, but I have a real issue with this, especially the location. I think it dramatically changes the look and feel of the actual umbrella bar setting, just the overall setting. If you can find a different location somewhere else on site, that's a whole different issue. I think you guys are great operators. I don't have a problem with that. I'm sure you'd be able to operate this just fine. But what I have just time and time again, you constantly hear people say how beautiful it is up there. And I go up there a lot, and I have friends go up there a lot, and you just overlook Whitnall Park and the trees and the sunset. And right now the colors, which are, you know, getting towards the crappy stages, but and the cold's coming and the snow will be there. Having this structure, this 50-foot gigantic structure there, I think is a terrible decision for us to do. I just there's no way I can support it. And I think you guys are great operators, but in this location is just wrong. I mean, it just, you'll see it from 76th Street. You'll see, and that's what you want. You want people to see and say, hey, what's that? Let's go there. It's better than a cornfield. But this is something, you know, we've invested a lot of money on this development as partners.
Is the objection
the location? The location. Yeah. I think it's a, just, it does not fit the feel. It's just at all. I would not want to sit there and look at it. I think it's not the most attractive structure, and I think it'd be better to find a different place to put it if you can. I don't know if you have a spot closer to where you already have the chalet structure, if there's something in that area where you can put it where it's down further so you don't see it towering over the, you know, the area that where you're looking to put it. But I just, there's no way. And I said, I've supported everything that's come, almost everything that's come before us. If you just take a look at the votes, they're there. It's also, I think, I'm not sure if where you're putting it is also on top of where trash was moved, right, from where the stadium. So you truck trash from other parts, and then you put it there. And I don't think there's more than a few feet of topsoil over the cap. So I think that, and there's no methane system under there as well. So I think that would have to be looked at. And those are secondary. I just think, you know, this isn't Noah's Ark and the Dells and stuff like that, where we're building these structures. I just don't see it. And I said, you guys are great operators. Don't get me wrong, but I can't do it.
Alderman Nelson.
So with the Ballpark Commons development, again, big fan. I like everything that's going on there and how it's being done. But that's kind of the key term is how it's being done. I think it's kind of the gem. It's going to be a, you know, destination point for a number of different venues. I also would like to thank you for how the business you're doing there and how you're running it. Have you thought of any other location, or are you just trying to move all in here? Because
we've given a lot of thought to the location.
And, can you lean forward and use the microphone or pull it towards you, please?
Yeah. So in our humble opinion, this is an ideal location. Obviously, visibility is something that helps the business. I don't think it's an ugly thing. I think people would sit at the Umbrella Bar and enjoy watching people climb Challenge Tower. So I guess that's a matter of opinion.
Okay, that's all I have.
This is here before the council. Which one of you did I talk to?
You talked to me.
Yeah. When I was presented this, I went, top of the hill. Yeah, this is going to be a magnet for complaints, and that's what's driving me. I don't have an issue in the world with the use. It's just the location is just not good for the community. I understand that you're saying that. I understand that it needs to be visible to attract people, but in this location, we're not looking to be more visible. We're looking to get along to go along, right, Mike? So that's my position on it. Anybody else? So, Alderman Taylor.
So, I mean, let's just say that this position, at least, or location, is at least for maybe a few of us, is not ideal. Have you looked elsewhere as an option? I know this is the one you want to have it, where you want to have it, because it is visible, and I agree with the mayor. I just don't see it there. You're changing something that's just, well, as a community and as a region has gotten used to the way it is. I mean, it has a beautiful setting, but is there somewhere else that you could put it?
There's a couple locations that we've looked at. One would be just to the east of the rental building. So it'd be just down from the umbrella bar. I don't know that it decreases the visibility that much. It would not block any view from the umbrella bar at that location. That location might be a little bit tight. The footprint of it is 50 by 50, as well as tall. So that is another location. And we've discussed with Mike maybe one or two other locations that it could go by. But he had some other ideas slated for that. One would be right next to the ballpark in an open area there.
And also it has to be on an area we control under our lease, which that is.
Right. Like our lease is mostly just the
schedule. Right. No, I get that. I guess as operators, you guys do a great job. I don't want that to not be – I don't want to emphasize that any more than I already have, but you guys have done a great job. It's just sitting there that visible, changing just the overall feel and look of that area, I'd be hung, I think, by some people.
Does the tent bother you now?
What?
The tent that's there for HHE?
That's there for about 6 weeks, and you can see it from, it's level, it's down the hill a little bit. I guess I really don't even notice it when I'm there. I mean, I'm not outside as much because the weather's not very good. So for being in there and not on the patio, it really doesn't stand out. And plus it's there, during the tail end of the good weather. So.